Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Tov Ayin Gimel, and we begin, but we'll start again from Sif Hey, which is on the last line of Pei Gimel Omud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us the following vegetables, Eli Yerokos, Shiyotsin, Bahem, Yedei Chavoso. The following five vegetables that we're going to give here are from the Gemara that one can fulfill the obligation, Midaraisa, when eating with the Korban Pesach, to eat matzos umorim yochlu, and today, dirabanan, unfortunately, we don't have the carbon pesach. And these five are chazeres. Chazeres is not what it says over here. We call today chazeres, but it's something that we call chasa, which is salad, romaine lettuce. Ulshin. Ulshin is something that is translated in a lot of different ways by different people. We'll translate it as endives. Tamcho, which is chrein. Charchavina, which the Ramah says, Pirush Mine Asavim Morim, various types of bitter herbs, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lama Dala tells us, this actually goes on all the previous things, Akulukai, Umashum Shein Oni Yodim Bevera Ezhem Dilshonenu, we're not sure exactly what these are in our common usages, therefore, the Kach Kosav Bederach Klal, that's why the Ramah said it as a general rule, Akulu Shein Minim Morim, all of these are various bitter herbs. The Kosav Achronim, Shetam Chuchrein, as I translated, the Tamch is Chrein, Bilshonenu in our language. The Chazeres, Kosav Achok Yaakov, Chen Chacham Tzvi, the Chazeres that we wrote is number one, which the Chok Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi say, Shu Masha Onukorim Salatin, which is why I translated as Romaine lettuce, or Salatin, meaning lettuce. And finally, the fifth one is what we call Morar. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Zivkot Lamed Hey, Hugam came in Yerek Mar, it's also a bitter herb, Hayadul Hemeshe Morar, that was known to them as the name of Morar. Al Shem Shu Mar Biyosi. This is a very, very bitter, bitter herb. Now, we had done yesterday Sivkot Lamed Gimel inside. I won't read it again, but let's just look at Dershu footnote number 45. He says, we were talking yesterday about whether you can be yotzi with stolen marah. So he says, "B'di'evet kishis bara lo sh'ocha marah gozel." If you know for a fact that you ate stolen marah, so the Bir Alacha writes, "Nechlu choachronim yotzi dechavosel." After the fact, we yotzi not b'di'evet, and he adds, "Kishiyikach marah acher lecho kidei losi sidechovah." To get out of doubt, eat another piece of marah that is definitely not stolen. So then you don't make a bracha certainly the second time, because maybe yotzi the first time and suffik brachos l'hokil. He then has a discussion whether even if you make a shinur, you can't make a brach on it, even though you may be yotzi, should you not make a brach on it because of the concept of botzeya barech nietz Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to make brachas on stolen things. So he says, l'chachila lo yikacho, so let's say it's b'deichov. You certainly shouldn't do this l'chachila, and if that's the only thing that you have, if you're going to be yotzi with it, you still shouldn't make a bracha on it if it was stolen. Dershu footnote number 46 says, if you bought it from a non-Jewish person, you are allowed to make a bracha on it. You don't have to be concerned that maybe it was in fact stolen. The issue footnote number 47 brings down that it was the minhag of the Chazanish to bedavka use chrein. He says, "Kishlo yochol lechol chrein, noag lechol chasam mora kitzas." If he couldn't have chrein, he would have the romaine lettuce. He would have that slightly bitter romaine lettuce. We'll talk about that later on. There are those that disagree and say that one bedavka should have romaine lettuce because that's the first item that's mentioned. The chazeres is our romaine lettuce. Then he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that there are those that say, "Why not be yotze with both species? Take a." Both, a kizayis of species number one, the romaine lettuce, and species number three, the chrein, the tamcha. And this way, you're yotzi no matter what. Whichever one is really the best one, that's the one that you're yotzi with. Others disagree, brings up from Ravais, shelo yachal shnei haminim yacha. Don't eat them both together, because im choshe she'enu anu bekiyim mahu amora shechivu chazal. Because if you're not sure, maybe this isn't really even one of the five species that the Gemara says is acceptable. And now you're eating it, so if you're eating it with the other thing, one taste is going to be mevatel the other taste, and you won't be yotzi at all. Therefore, he says, if you want to do this, go eat them one after the other. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Dershu foot number 48 talks about if you have marah that was grown, the romaine lettuce grown in a greenhouse, so Rav Ozzel Zatzal says, Shehi gidul rogil ubechaso adoma. Greenhouse is a regular growth of adoma, and you can be yotze perfectly well, yechova of marah. Remember from the Gush Katif area, which we unfortunately no longer have, so they had beautiful bug-free marah, and that was perfectly acceptable. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'yotzim ba'olin shelhen ubikol chon." You're also able to fulfill your obligation of mara eating the leaves, the alin, or the kelach. That's the stalk over here, which is really a big piece of root. However, avolo b'shorish, but not with the other roots, the smaller pieces of root. Mishmur will explain over here in Sivkot Lamed Vav. Pirush shiroshim kitanim hamispatzlim lekan lekan. These roots that you're not allowed to be yotzi with are the little roots that extend out from the bottom, or b'tachtiso, or b'tzadav, or on the sides. However, avol shorish hagodol, the main root, shebo omid hayerek, that the vegetable is basically based upon, hu hakelach, that's the stalk, that is really the root. He says, nowadays, ain't shar mina mitzuyim. We don't easily have access, the Mishnah Berurah said, to most of these five types of maror. And therefore, v'alkein hamaror hanogu b'dinaseinu lechol hu tamcha, hu achrein. Says the one that they had easy access to was number three, the tamcha, which is achrein. And he says, he brings down that one should be careful not to eat it when it is intact. And he brings it down in the Shaar HaTzion Osman Vav from the Chayyadim. It's also the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. And also brought down the Sefer Truva of Yava in the name of the Rebbe, of his Rebbe, the Baal Nodeb Yehuda. Not like the Gomi Lisa that says Shiros Lomer de Ein Yotzim before that says, he's the sole opinion, says you can't be Yotze with the Chrein if you chop it up. And he says the Vilna Gaon as well said that you should eat it chopped up, and that is the way many people do have the chrein, they chop it up. My father, Lava Shalom, would always eat both the intact whole chrein as well as the ground up grain to be yotzi both of these. The reason why you shouldn't have the whole chrein is shikemaru sakana vein bo mitzvah. It's so dangerous, it's so sharp, and therefore it's a danger, and therefore can't be a mitzvah. Shemach mas charifuso hu mazik godo. It could be very dangerous to somebody because it's so sharp, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Gaon and others, l'chein tzarech l'faro al ribaisin. You take a grater, ribaisin in Tirgum number 4 says, this is a megreres, or a pumpio, which is a grater. Ulamido kach magula, you grate it, and you leave it open to remove some of the sharpness. Vos mefi charifuso. The minhag of the Vilna Gaon, however, v'agroa hinik shalo l'faro so kodem biyoso mi beis haknesses. The Vilna Gaon wouldn't do this in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, he would do it as soon as he came home from shul, kidei shalo yofik atam, so he shouldn't totally give up the sharp taste, does any yotzi bo. He felt that if it didn't have the sharp taste, he wouldn't be yotzi with it. What should you do? Eli yofaro so achar biyoso. As soon as you came home, do it right away. And then you can cover it up, v'chasenu adas cholas haseder, so it shouldn't lose the sharpness. And ukishcho Pesach b'Shabbos, when Pesach came on Shabbos, he not let it grate on Shabbos, he would then do it beforehand. He would then put it in a container, so it would retain its sharpness, he would cover it up. And only then, then after Shabbos had already come, he would uncover it and put it out on the kara. It would then lose some of its sharpness. And afterwards, he would then press them together. He would press all the chrein, the ground up chrein together, and then figure out to make sure they had a kizayis. And then he could eat it properly with no problems. The issue foot number 49 brings down when you do go and grate the chrein. Tzorech lasos came b'shinoi k'tzas if you're doing it on yontif. If you're doing it before yontif, no problem. But if you're doing it on yontif, some bring down, you should do it with a shinoi. However, the minhag of the Chazon Ish was that you did not have to do it with a shinoi at all. And the Staip Lagon, his brother-in-law, said because he held like the gra, and you had to do it when you came home from shul, and if you did it any other way, it would lose its charifos, and therefore he didn't do any sort of a shinoi. So we see the Mechaber tells us over here that you're allowed to use the leaves or the stalk, not the roots, the little small roots. And when you're using the leaves, Elisha Ba'alin, in Yotzin, Elam, Heim, Im, Kain, Heim, Lachim. But with the leaves, they have to be moist. However, the stalks of a Klochim, Yotzin, Ben, Lachim, and Yvashim, that you can be Yotzin whether they're dried out or not. The Mishnah will explain why. However, everybody agrees, Avalo B'Kushim, you can't use them if they're pickled, meaning if they're sitting in water for more than 24 hours, or they're in some sort of a vinegar and they're being pickled. Velo Shlukim, not if they're overcooked, stewed. Velo Mevushalim, not regularly cooked. Now, let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Lamed Zayin. He says, you have to use the leaves if they're moist. The Yevashim, if they're dried out, Ein Behem Tamor, they lose the taste of Morah. Vahar Ein Ka'afra B'Yamah, they're like dirt. Mash Ein Ke Mekelech, as opposed to the stalk, which because of its thickness, Mitok Shu Av, Apilu Yavish, even if the outer parts are dried out, Ein Amavse Tamor, the inner parts will still retain the sharpness, and therefore it is permissible and some say preferable to use the stalks. And in fact, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Nun Gimel, he says in the Morgan Avram Nataz, they felt that it's better to use the leaves, and it says, Ein Shom Tamayi, if you go look in the Morgan Avram, he says, since it uses the Lashon over here, that you are able to, V'yotzin Ba'alin Shelohen, and Ubi Kalchan, you could, in fact, be Yotze with the Kalach, so he seems to imply that it's Odif, since it says it first, to be using the Alan. However, many disagree and say you should be Davka use the stalks, and if you look in Dishu, footnote number 50, in the second paragraph, he says, if you're using the leaves over here, he says you have to be very careful about getting rid of the bugs, and therefore he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Wai Zatzal, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, since you're soaking these leaves of the Mora in water, there is a concern that it could be Kavush, which we said is no good according to everybody, and therefore, yesh l'kaches es ha'klochem shel ha'chasa. They prefer that you take the stalks of the chasa. However, That's only if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, you can use the leaves. You just have to get rid of the bugs. But he says, if you have the choice of using the stalks, you should preferably use the stalks. As we said, the Mogen Avraham disagreed and said, you should preferably use over here the leaves. L'chatrila, everybody agrees, you can use whichever one that you want, as long as you make sure that there are no bugs. The concern with the leaves is the bugs. But if you're using leaves that don't have bugs, then it's certainly you yotzei according to everybody. What is the definition of kvisha? So Dirshu foot number 50 in the first paragraph tells us it's the amount of time that it would take to put a meichel on the fire until it starts to boil. The issue footnote number 51 says, this idea that if you put it in water for 24 hours makes it no good, so Shulchan Aruch HaRav already taught us that that's only if it's there for consecutive 24 hours. If you take it out in the middle, then you could still be yotze with it. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "Va'ol in kemushin, if you have withered leaves, so yesh omrim sheyotze them." Some say you can be yotze with them, the yesh machmim afilu bekemushim, and some say no, you can't be yotze with them if they're withered. And you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Ches and Os Mem Tes, who all of these opinions are from. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Simchat Lamed Ches. He says, but you can't be Yotze with Kavushin if they're pickled. Which means not only that they're actually pickled, but if they're just in water for a 24-hour period of time. But some say, no, it has to be specifically be pickled with vinegar. And therefore, what do we do? The Mishnah Berurah says, if people soak the romaine lettuce, for example, it's very common, they soak in water to get out any bugs, so you can't leave it in there for a 24-hour period of time. B'di'evit, if you did so, if there's nothing else, you can be yotzi with them, but you shouldn't do that l'chachila. Now, he says, Mishum de b'chrein, hari chazinun shadayin yesh bo tam morer. He says, if you're doing this with chrein, it will still have, after you soaked it for 24 hours, it will still have the taste of morer. But he says, by the leaves, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't be mekel. He says, the romaine lettuce, if you were to soak it in water for 24 hours, you really shouldn't even use that b'di'evit. As we pointed out, in Dirshu footnote number 51, he says, but it's a 24-hour consecutive period of time. If you take it out for a short period of time, then you start the clock again. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah's psak halacha, we already discussed the reasoning behind this, is that you can use the leaves l'chatchila, you don't have to use the cloch, and you can use the leaves even l'chatchila. And he says, Yinei Risi kama anoshim chalushim, he says, people with a weak constitution, shadochikin asim l'kai misses more b'klochim, that they want to use the stalks, which are more bitter. V'lo eida, loma lo yichwe olim l'mitzvah, why don't they use the leaves, which are less bitter and easier for them to tolerate? And he says, "Ulaim it meisha motzi bem yevashin uchemushin." They're concerned that there are potentially dried out or withered pieces of leaves, and therefore, achein he says, if the leaves imheim lachin, if they're moist, ein lahach mizek klal uklal. Absolutely no reason for a person that can't tolerate the harsher parts of the mara that he should have any concerns about using romaine lettuce again without the concern of the bugs. Assuming there are no bugs over there, if they're moist. L'chatchila, one can be yotzi the mitzvah min amuvchar, as long as there are no bugs. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Lamed Tes says, v'lo shlukin, you can't use it over here if it's overcooked, mevushal harbe, it means cooked a lot, stewed, a mevushal kiderech bishul, and it's cooked in the regular way. V'chulu b'mnei she'en b'em tam morer, the reason why you can't use these cooked morer is because it loses the taste of the morer, as a result of this. The issue footnote number 52 brings down, he says, it doesn't always have the taste of mar. He says, Le'inyin chazeres, yeshom mishafilu kishayim b'meriris, yosem b'dechova. We're going to learn later on, in Sivkot and Membeis, later today's year, that it doesn't even have to be bitter. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mishum shekein hua teva shalot. That's the nature of it, that it starts off when it's growing bitter, but then when you eat it, it's no longer bitter. That's perfectly okay. But min shebetivo yesh b'meriris, if something does have bitterness, and via cooking it, you get rid of the bitterness, says that's a problem, and you can't be yotze with that type of maror. The Chaver continues and he writes, V'chula mitzdarfim l'chazayis. All five of these species over here are mitzdarfim to l'chazayis, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Kotten Mem, Rotsu Lomar, Kol Chamisha Minim Halav, the five species of maror that the Gemara writes at the Shulchan Aruch quotes over here. V'lo Amrinim, we don't say, Kivin, the Koyerek Yeshlo Bevade Tam Mar Bifni Atzmo. We don't say that each of these five bitter herbs has its own taste, and therefore, lo mitzdarfim, you might have thought they shouldn't be able to combine. So if you had a half a chazayis of the salatin and a half a chazayis of the chrein, so you might think it's no good. The time of the chad mivto bechaver, you might think that one absolves the other of the taste. So kamash no, kiven the alkoponim yesh lekulam tam meriris mitzdarvin, they can't combine. Albeit, as we brought down previously, maybe don't have them together, have one after the other. Dirshu footnote number 53 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you add something else that's bitter to it, that would in fact be no good. Mishabur Sivkon Memal, we said they're all mitzdarf to the shear of a kezayis. That's the shear of chatzi beitza, half of a beitza. If you look in Dirshu footnote number 54, he says, Ayin lekamen in simon tof bevav, he brings down that there are other opinions that maybe even a third of a beitza would be the ever, but he says, l'chachili should take a half of a beitza. If one is using the alim to fulfill the mitzvah, mekayim a mitzvah ba'alim with the leaves, yira lidchokos from biyachad, you have to press them all together tightly because the spaces in between can't count towards the volume of a kezayis. The revach shadena alam lo mitzdarv lechazayis. Beishuzar is that. You have to be very careful about this. Dimlochein, if not, have you brach levatola? Then you're making alachilas mora for no reason. Kivin shuvarach alachili, you're making a special brach of alachilas mora. You're ready with yotze with the carpus is bari priyadoma. And therefore, you're making a special brach here on eating a kezayis of mora. Vachila bechazayis mashma, it must be a kezayis. And likewise, we got menu makayim is the mitzvah mora. And you're also not fulfilling the mitzvah of mora. So for two reasons, you have to make sure that you have enough of a kezayis, and the kezayis is measured based upon the volume over here of the leaves, and therefore they have to be pressed together. I didn't finish reading before the Mechaber says, "Chulam mitzdarf from lechazayis yeshu hashir l'shem." That's the shear of a chazayis. And he says, "The ikra mitzvah chazeres." The Mechaber says, "The first one, the chazeres, is the ikra mitzvah over here." And the main lo chazeres. If you don't have chazeres, yachzer achar rishon rishon kefi haseder shem shenuyim. You should ideally, in the best of all worlds, when we know what all five are, and there are no other concerns, should ideally be yotzei with number one, which was we said the chazeres. Then number two, which are the olshin. Then number three, the tamcha. Then number four, the chavina. And then number five, the mora. Since we're not sure what most of these are, many people today either use romaine lettuce as lechatchila or chrein, either whole pieces or, like many say, chopped up, ground chrein. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Membeis tells us that the Chazeres shuzech l'shibu Mitzrayim. This reminds us of the Shibu Mitzrayim. Shor t'chiloso rach, it was originally soft, but was self-kosher, then it hardened. V'cheinu gam kein teva Chazeres. That's the nature of the Chazeres. Shor t'chiloso mosuk, it starts out very sweet, v'sofamar, then it ends up very bitter. The issue foot number 56 brings down a machlokes as to whether you're able to be yotzei if it's sweet right now. And the Chayyadim brings down, and many people follow this as well, including Shulchan Aruch HaRav, as well as Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that you absolutely are able to use sweet romaine lettuce, not a problem. Others disagree and say, no, it has to be somewhat bitter. Mishmur continues, he says, even if it costs a lot of money, the number one on the list is a little bit more expensive than number two or number three, etc. You should go, in fact, and try to get the more expensive one. The issue footnote number 57 brings down some of the parameters for how much you have to spend for doing a mitzvah. Some say up to a third, and it's a question whether that means a third or it means a half, a third from the inside or a third from the outside, as we say, milavar, milagav. In any event, let's say something costs $100, you'd have to spend either $133 or $150 for a better one. And some say that's only if you haven't bought it yet. Others say even if you did buy one, you have to spend more to go buy another one. Ayin and Dirshu footnote number 57. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ochein Kosru, we learned, Shebimin Chazeres, Hainu Salatin, this romaine lettuce, Motsui Ma'obi Me Pesach Toloyim Kitanim. The Mishnah Berurah points out already that they're often infested with bugs. Sheinam Nikarim Lechalushi Ayin. They're not easily visible to the naked eye if somebody that's not expert on it. It is visible to the naked eye. If it's microscopic, then it's not a concern. But it's visible to the naked eye, but a trained eye. And therefore, Alkei Mi She'ein Lo Anoshim Yuchodim Bali Yerushiv Dekenu Kiroi. If you don't have experts that know how to check to see if there are bugs, they're much better. Tov Yosef Likach Tamcha, take number three on the list, Shekor and Chrein, even though Avshu Shlishi Lefi Aseder, even though it's number three on the list, Shem Shinuyim, that we listed. Ki Chalila Chas V'Shalom Likosha B'Lav Mishum Kiyam Aseder Bada. In your zeal to try to do the mitzvah with number one, you're going to be over in Issa Daraisa. And to fulfill this Hidur Dirabanan, you're going to be over in Issa Daraisa. And especially B'Frat Shef Shalakayim Shtema, De Tamcha, when Chrein is Lichatrila, absolutely good. So again, while many people prefer romaine lettuce, the whole discussion whether it's the stalk or the leaves, it must be without bugs. And that's why people in B'dafka want the stalks, because it's easier to clean it from bugs. But if you can clean it from bugs, then the leaves are perfectly fine, according to Magen Avraham, even L'chatchila. And if you're at all unsure, then you should use chrein. Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should go after the first one if possible. Mishu Cholo, if somebody is sick or he's a fussy person, Mutlo Likach, Me'ezin Min Sha'arv Lo B'Yosef. You can take from any one of the five L'chatchila, whichever one you prefer better. And you can even eat it slowly, as long as you're eating it in the Zman of an Achilas Pras, which we talked about before, somewhere between 2 and maybe 9 minutes, or maybe a little bit less. The Mi'ika Din Yotzim is that you can fulfill your obligation that way. To learn, if a person is so sick that he can't have a full kezayis, at least eat a little bit over here, even if it's less than a kezayis, or at least, or yilos b'fiv, chew it in your mouth, to remind yourself of the bitterness of the shibud in Mitzrayim. However, but you can't make a bracha in this situation. With that, we conclude today's shir.